Then we want to move on down to verse 10. This is a very wonderful proverb. This is one that many have used in speaking to children. I've used it on several occasions, found it very effective. The name of Jehovah, the name of the Lord, is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Now, that name of Jehovah is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our salvation. He's called Jesus because he'd save his people from their sins. And he's Christ because he's the anointed one. And he's the Lord of life. And the Lord Jesus Christ is a strong tower. And the righteous runneth into it and safe. He says that no one can pluck them out of his hand. What a beautiful picture this is. Now we are told in verse 11, the rich man's wealth is his strong city and has a high wall in his own conceit. Now the rich man's wealth is his strong city. I'm confident here that the primary meaning is material wealth because God promised that to his people, but he's not promised that to us. We're blessed with all spiritual lessons. Now, this idea that Israel is just a continuation of the church, and you hear that so much today, even in so-called conservative preaching, that the church is, shall I say, the next grade above Judaism. But that's not the picture. You can make a comparison, of course, and there are many likenesses, but the contrasts are greater, and here is one of them. God never promised material blessings to the believer. He did to Israel. Promised him a full basket. Promised him material blessings. And God made good at that. Then God said he'd take them away from him as a judgment. Now today, he's promised us we're blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. And that is our strong city. A child of God needs to be fortified. He needs to get into the strong tower. He needs to be in this strong city. He needs to have the high wall around him. And what is it? Well, it's the Word of God and a knowledge of the Word of God. And that's very important. The thing is that we need to recognize that we're living in very difficult times and God's people are being tested. And a knowledge of the Word of God is important. Now, not this little smattering that goes around. We're having these little courses that tell you how to witness and how to get along with your wife and stop beating her and how you can get along with your mother-in-law and things like that. That has a certain value, but it's all surface stuff. It is glamour, and it's for lazy people, you see. Now, there's no substitute for digging in the Word of God. Now, I know I discourage some people when I say that. But friends, learn to read the Word of God. And if you don't understand it, read it again. And if you don't understand it the second time, read it the third time. And then if you don't understand it the third time, something is wrong. Then go to the Lord and say, look, something's wrong. I'm not getting it. And ask him to help you. May I say to you, I think I'm accurate because he hasn't let me down in this matter. He'll make good because the Spirit of God is our teacher and how important this is. Now we have in verse 13, he that answereth a matter before he heareth it is folly and a shame unto him. And how many people try to pass judgment on certain individuals when they don't know the problem? They don't know the individual. They don't know the situation. And he that answereth a matter before he heareth it. Well, he'll be like this one we talked about. If I stop to think before I speak, I won't have to worry afterward about what I said before. How important it is to stop and think before.